I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. More information coming from the USDA about changes to the prevented planting crop insurance options. As you've likely heard, farmers who planted cover crops on prevented plant acres will be allowed to hay, graze, or chop the field September 1st instead of November 1st this year only. The USDA's Risk Management Agency adjusted the final haying and grazing date for this year. Martin Barbary is the RMA administrator.
You know, we've had excessive rainfall. We've had a bomb cyclone. They talk about a weather event out in the plains. States, there's just a lot of things that have gone on that this year prevented planting we expect to be at record levels. A lot of flooding going on across the country. Producers aren't able to get their crops planted in a timely fashion. Not only that, but we've had a lot of calls from constituents, from the Hill, from associations across the country that there's a very definite need for more forage production this summer. Producers have not been able to plant those crops in a timely fashion, and therefore we're making a change in our rules for 2019 only that we will allow haying and grazing of cover crops planted after a prevent plant crop, provided you do not harvest until after September 1st.
RMA has also determined that silage, haylage, and baleage should be treated in the same manner as haying and grazing for this year. Producers can hay, graze, or cut cover crops for silage, haylage, or baleage on prevented plant acres on or after September 1st and still maintain eligibility.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.